Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today, our boardroom chats.
We're going to chat.
Hallelujah. We're going to chat a little bit.
This is number 246.
Isn't that a blessing of God? We're going to find out how much Kathy knows today.
Oh, wow.
And how quick she can...
He likes to put me on the spot.
If I throw her off the roof, will she land on her feet or on her face?
Oh, we will find out. On my feet.
Yes.
Definitely on my feet.
Go with me to the book of 2 Timothy.
Okay.
You don't even know where I'm going.
No, I do not. I'm turning right now along with you. I hope you have your Bible ready to study along.
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
2 Timothy.
I'm throwing you off here. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I got Corinthians on my mind for some reason or another.
2 Timothy chapter
4. 4. Don't you like 2 Corinthians chapter 2
like
Timothy
all.
Chapter 4?
I like them all.
Verse 1, Paul writing to his protege Timothy, he says this, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. We'll go with that verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Kathy, what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, well.
Instant in season and out of season.
Thank you for doing that to me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know. Well, it's just right before Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas.
Let's talk about Christmas.
Why not? I think that's what's on everybody's mind. Maybe we could talk about gift giving. What did you get me for Christmas?
Nothing. I haven't done it yet, but you know you can go get anything you want.
Yeah, I know you have. I got it early. Got it way early.
What did I get? I don't remember.
I'll tell you later.
You tell me later.
Yeah, sometimes I buy it and he doesn't know it yet.
I have not.
So I didn't wrap it.
Instant in season and out of season.
Yes.
So what are we talking about?
Well,
look at her. I got it, man. She does this to me all the time.
I do?
Yeah, you do it constantly, you know, but that's okay.
Well, like you always tell me, whose name's on the building?
That's right. My name's on that building, glory to God. You want me to give you a hint?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, go ahead and give me a hint.
Look at it.
You had something on your heart.
No, I didn't have anything on my heart. I got to the scripture and the Lord said, throw it to Kathy. Boom! So I threw you a fastball here, right there, Lord.
Oh, well, hallelujah. Well,
she don't know.
Let's look at that scripture. Preach the word. That's a good verse to do on right there. Preach the word.
Are you a preacher of the word?
I am. But this is talking to the body of Christ, not just preachers.
That's right.
And preachers to proclaim, to explain. And how about, what is a better time than the season of Christmas?
That's right.
The Christmas holiday season.
Yeah.
To be in season and proclaim Jesus, who is the reason for the season. There's a lot of easons going on there.
Well, you got to understand, the Christmas season is preaching the word of God every day that Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among men.
And I often say that, you know, even the way we decorate our homes, in fact, we decorated the church and the ministry. In fact, I put just another wreath out. Sometimes you look at it and you think it's perfect, and then you see where you could put something else up. And so we're always wanting
to... It's called perfection.
Decorate, yeah, perfection.
That's
improve
it.
With continuing to drive that excellence level up higher. But it's because we celebrate Jesus. We want the whole world to know that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah. I just did a boardroom chat that'll be coming up, I think, pretty soon, that Jesus is not a baby no more.
That's the truth.
And I mean, a lot of people think he is.
And
thank God for babies. I mean, I love them. But that's not the issue.
It's not a baby no more.
He ain't a baby no more. I don't know when that's coming. When is coming,
song.
Chrissy?
Christmas Day.
Watch my faith to facts. I'm telling you.
It's
only a 5-minute segment, but it'll be a blessing. But when the Lord told me, he said, be instant in season, and I really believe you can. As ministers of the gospel, we have to be instant in season and out of season. We never know when someone's going to ask us something, when something tragic happens, maybe to someone's life, that we have to immediately speak the word. And you better have the word of God in you, not just on you or around you, but in you, so you can bring comfort in every area.
Whether it's spiritual,
physical, or financial.
And
so that's what I'm saying, you know.
I
know you study a lot when you get your sermons and things.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing
of
God.
I like to do research, like to do background studies and look at all that.
Has God ever thrown you in the pulpit and you know, that's what he's done
throw
to me.
Me in the
he
pulpit.
He threw me in the pulpit and I had studied all week. He said, you're not preaching that. Go.
Well, you know,
and I go, huh?
Actually, that's never happened to me. But
why?
What happens was I'm always prepared. I start somewhere, but I've noticed when he shifts me off of what I had planned and pulls me into another whole area and direction within the message that he gave me. And I love those moments because that's like another zone, if you want to call it that.
That reminds me of that great man of God, Mr. Finney. Yeah. He said his best sermons was the ones that he didn't study for. He would study. And I like studying, and I've had God do me that so many times. I studied, and I thought, and all of a sudden, he said, "You're not preaching that." Well, what I'm going to preach? Open your mouth, and I'll fill it. Whoo! You got to walk by faith. Get out the boat of religion and get on the water. But you know, I asked him. I said, "Well, I studied all that sermon all day long." He said, "Well, you needed it," and I never thought of it like that. See?
Yeah. Well, so, Paul was writing to Timothy, who was his protege, like they say in the faith, his spiritual son.
Right.
And he was pastor of the church at Ephesus, which was a very large church when he wrote to him in 1 Timothy. But 2 Timothy, he was hitting a lot of problems, a lot of snags, a lot of difficulty.
Right.
And in the church. And I love this passage of Scripture. I want to read it in the Amplified
Bible. You can read it in the Amplified.
Because he's actually, it's my day. Well, I'm going to start it in verse 1 instead of verse 2. It says, "I charge you," this is the Amplified, "in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by the light of his coming and his kingdom." Verse 2, "Herald and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by, be at hand and ready, whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether it is welcome or unwelcome, as preacher of the word, are to show people in a way that their lives are wrong and convince them, rebuking and correcting and warning and urging and encouraging them, being unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and teaching." Isn't that great?
That's a big difference. Read that in the Passion Translation.
Okay.
See what the Passion says about that. I'll tell you what, man, you have to be, she didn't know what I was going to do today. And you, let me tell you, what I just did to her, God does it in every boardroom chat. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I always pick the subject. I'm walking across from my executive office to my television so we can film this so you can see it. And I have no idea. And I, as I'm coming over, he'll say, "Do this. Do that." I call that preaching out of my spirit.
That's good.
And it's such a blessing. I'd like you to read that whole passage in the Passion Translation.
Okay. I'll start with verse 2 because the first one pretty much says the same thing.
Okay.
"Proclaim the word of God and stand upon it no matter what. Rise to the occasion and preach when it is convenient and when it is not. Preach in the full expression of the Holy Spirit with wisdom and patience as you instruct and teach people."
You know, that's a good statement. What is the full expression of the Holy Spirit? Do you know what that is?
Well, it's the fullness of God. In fact, Paul prayed that in one verse of Scripture, I can go to it if you want me to. He says that you would be filled with all the fullness of God.
Amen.
All the fullness of God. That's no hindrance. That's just flowing in the Spirit. Like John was saying in the book of Revelation, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day," and he saw some things and he heard some things and he wrote it down.
Well, to me, the full expression of the Holy Spirit is everything you know in your spirit, soul, and body, whether it's in season or out of season, because everything the Bible says is an answer and not a problem. You understand what I'm saying? The world has a lot of problems, but this Bible is actually, you could call it the answer book, because it answers everything in every area of your life. By Jesus' stripes, you were healed.
That's right.
Then you are healed.
Amen.
Not going to be, you are, but I have pain. I don't deny that. That is the problem. See, you are really acknowledging the problem. I have pain. I understand that. I'm not saying deny it. Now, acknowledge the answer, but by his stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
See, that's what we do. That's what I've done in my Christian walk in all these years. I've been saved 50 years. And I thought, you know, Lord, I want to live by your word. In fact, I wear out my Bible. This Bible is just about shot, you know. And I wrote my first one, right on the leaf of my first Bible, and it's all tore up. "If I want my word to be like your word, God, that when I say it, I do it." Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I have kept that promise. 100%, I think so. I may have missed it some. I don't know. When I give you my word, Jody says, but you can take it to the bank when my daddy gives you his word. He's going to do what he said. Well, it's because my word is very important. Actually, my word or your word is who you are. That's what brings trust in people's life about you and for you and through you in every area. So that's why I love being instant in season and out of season. Right. And what season is that? Whatever, wherever I'm at.
Right.
That's spiritual, physical, or financial.
That's right. It's why we do these boardroom chats. We get comments from so many of you just saying how much they bless you and encourage you because they're spirit-led.
Spirit-led.
They are just, we're flowing with the Spirit of God. And this is His season to bless you. And this is the season where more people than ever around the world are even thinking about Jesus.
Yeah.
But we need to make sure that they see Jesus through us in the right way, and we speak the truth in love. Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
You just said something that quickened me, and I wasn't going to say this, but Lord said, I told you to say it. You know, a lot of some people, they only go to church on Christmas. You know, well, since you only go to church on Christmas, why don't you give Jesus a gift? Why don't you give him a gift? You know, if you go to a birthday party, don't you give somebody a gift? Sure you do. I just felt that some of you need to send an offering. Right now, you need to do that. You need to give Jesus a gift. My Lord, you've used his money all year long. Least you could do is be a blessing to him. I'm not asking you to give to me. I'm not going to give it to his ministry. This ministry is his ministry. I just felt that so strong, and I didn't really want to say that, you know. The kind of man I'm, No. I really feel that God will bless you. And, you know, you need to give more than one time in your life or go to church one time in a year.
That's right.
Because, you know, it's amazing how many people, when they get in real trouble, they get the worst report that they got stage 4 cancer. All of a sudden, they want to talk to a minister or they want to go to church. When if you've been going and build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, that stage 4 would be stage 3, stage 2, stage 1, till stage 0.
Zero, right.
See, that's what I'm saying. So if you want to give right now, go to jdm.org and hit the donate button. I'm feeling strong. I think that should be done right now. And that's the first time in all these boardroom chats that it was this strong on me. You can use PayPal if you want. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want. You can use our free JDM apps and select the giving you want, or you can mail an old-fashioned check. But I really believe that you're giving the Lord a Christmas gift. It's His day. Mm. And some of you people that own all these businesses, why don't you do that too? You know, I love giving gifts. I give every day somewhere. Every day.
You have a lifestyle of
giving. I have a lifestyle of giving. Jody says, Daddy, that's what you do. Every day. And I don't run out of money. In fact, I can't outgive God. I've tried at times. I really have. And it doesn't make no difference. I just do it. And you know, so to me, Christmas Day is every day. Mm-hmm. I'm always giving. And I'm always receiving.
Amen.
I just give you an example. Chris is behind the camera, and she liked Diet Coke. I mean, she liked Diet Coke. Now, let me say it like this. She really likes Diet Coke. Well, me, I can't drink much of that. I like it. You know, I like those little cans. You know, I first saw that when we went to Europe. And I thought, I like them little cans because I can't drink a whole one. But I thought, so I'll have Mary, my secretary, I said, go get me a Diet Coke. Give me about that much of it and go give the rest to Chrissy, and it's always seemed to be at the right time, at the right place. You know, it's amazing. But I use that as an example.
Yeah, so, because giving doesn't have to be a huge amount.
That's right.
It just has to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit and from the heart.
Instant in season, out of season.
And yeah, obey it in season.
Yeah.
It's convenient or inconvenient, because you're following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Oh yeah, there's been times I've been in a store, and maybe we're getting something, and I'm in line. You know, Kathy might say, "Well, go ahead." These people in front of me or people behind me, I don't know them. And the Lord says, pay for that. And I go, oh, okay. So I turn around, I said, ma'am, I think you need to go before me. Oh, no, you're in line. I said, no, so I can pay for it. Oh, I can't let you do that. I said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Well, we don't take charity. I said, you don't take love? The word charity means love. Then that kind of the expression changes. Just want to be a blessing, but you don't know me. I don't need to. You remember that time I was at Wendy's? And I'll never forget that. And I was waiting with me and Kathy, we wanted to eat a cheeseburger or something like that. So I get there, and there was a bunch of people ahead of us. and a bunch of people behind it. Kind of hit it for lunchtime or something, I guess. So I'm just sitting there, you know. I'm standing there, you know, we're just going on like that. And people were ordering their stuff like that. And I could see a woman, she was struggling to pay for what she ordered, going for it. I said, excuse me, ma'am. I said, let me pay for that. Remember that? Yeah. I said, can I buy your cheeseburger? And she said, oh, I can't let you do that. I said, oh, yes, yes, you can. So I said, ma'am, just hold her bill. And I'll take it. And as I was doing that, she said, I can't let you do that. And the people behind me said, well, if you want to pay ours, you can pay it too.
Yeah.
There must have been, I don't know, maybe 8-9 people. I said, okay, I'm going to pay for everybody's cheeseburger. Get whatever you want. Man, it was a wonderful day in the neighborhood, like they say. I bought all the hamburgers. Cheeseburgers, what it was, whatever they had. Well, this man come up to me and said, you're Jesse the Planner, aren't you? No, I had gotten my cheeseburger. We're eating. Yeah. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, why are you here? I said, because we wanted the cheeseburger. The cheeseburger. He said, but you can eat at any restaurant in New Orleans. I mean, expensive ones. I said, that's true. Well, then why are you here? I said, because we wanted a cheeseburger. I mean, it was so hard to understand about that. You know what I'm saying? And we did. We enjoyed it. It was such a blessing. But it was a great, it was one, I was instant in season. Now notice this, God knew I had enough money to pay for all the cheeseburgers or whatever they ordered. Some ordered salad, some ordered chili, whatever they got. And it was a wonderful day. You see, you have to be instant in season and out of season. And you know, you
to
don't
be a
like,
blessing.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't like people to hold you up. I never forget one time we was at Wendy's again, and Kathy's sister, it's Deborah. She's so funny, you know. This is when her younger son was just a baby. Not a baby, but maybe, I don't know.
Toddler.
Toddler. So she says, Ryan, what do you want? He says, I want a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
And Deborah tells the lady at Wendy's, do y'all make grilled cheese sandwich? She said, oh, no, we don't do that. And I saw everybody behind me going like this. Woman just order something that's on the menu.
Yeah.
So I said, Deborah, I can get it for you. I said, ma'am, she wants a cheeseburger and cut the meat.
Yeah, hold the meat, yeah.
Hold the meat, just
no
stop.
Meat.
She went, that's right.
It's all about how much they're going to charge
yeah,
you. That's
and, yeah, I said, and we'll pay for the meat. Don't worry about it, just cut the meat, you know, whatever. You know. And so Ryan got his cheeseburger. So you got to be instant in season and out of season. Mm-hmm. See, so right now when I asked you to give, some of you, it's out of season. Mm. You're going, but you know it's to do it right. And watch what God will do. And it might be a very small gift. It could be $1,000. It could be $10,000. It could be $20 million. I don't know who I'm talking to. But you know who's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's God Almighty. That's what I mean to be instant. Are you using that thing to earn money? I'm not taking any of your money. I don't touch this money. Uh-uh. No, I have never had. That's why the IRS likes me. I don't touch this money. That is not my money, JDM. That's God's money. You know, a covenant church, that's God. When you receive the morning tithe, that's God's money.
Of course.
See? You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. So be instant in season. And then sometimes you have to reprove. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And rebuke.
Right.
I don't like it when you rebuke me.
I know that.
I don't know why.
He likes criticism. He says he doesn't mind criticism.
I don't.
From everyone except me. But you should. You need to get over that.
What about you when I say something?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. That's so good. Merry Christmas, Kathy. Praise God. So when you understand to be instant in season and out of season. Sometimes Kathy will say something, which is good. Don't misunderstand me. I got to think for a minute. How do I answer that? But if I'm in season, out of season, it will flow, you know. And I don't know. And it could be spiritual. It could be physical. It could be financial. I've had Kathy. Like one time, I gave her a beautiful gold bracelet. This is years and years ago. And I thought she really. And I really liked it. I thought it looked good on you. And you turned around and said, "I'm gonna give that bracelet to Sharon." And she was one of our board members. I didn't say, you can't do that. I gave you that. Well, if I give you something, then I have no qualms. You can do what you want with it because it's yours. So I said, that's fine. Yeah, but I gave it. It don't make no difference. You gave it. So that means you're free from it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Now, I feel led a lot to tell you this. If you charge some things for Christmas, and you know, and you're going to get your credit card or whatever, the charge card, in January, don't get mad about it when the bill comes in. Oh, God. No, remember when you had that wonderful feeling that
to
you gave them the gift.
To give it, amen.
And then you go ahead and pay for it. And if you don't pay it all at one time, I don't know how you do that. That's all right. Every time you go to pay on that, say, Lord, I thank you for that. I feel so good that I was able to purchase that gift. Now, it might take you 6 months to pay it all. I don't know how you handle your business, but that's fine. But never forget, and you won't be disappointed when the bill comes in. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Now, me, I don't have credit cards. I have charge cards, which means I pay them in full every 30 days.
Yeah, well, they may be called a credit card, but you use them as a charge card.
Yeah, I never pay interest or anything.
We pay it in full, right?
Yeah, we just pay it in full. Well, Jesus paid the price in full when he became a baby, but he ain't a baby no more. See? And when you understand that.
That's so true.
It's such a being instant, in season, out of season.
Out of season.
Some of you wrote us testimonies, and some of you just said, I've never wrote a testimony to any ministry. Well, you see, all of a sudden God dropped it in your spirit, and you became instant in season and out of season. So read a few of these things,
okay.
Kathy. I just looked down and saw that. It's such a blessing.
This one's from a lady, her name is called Lady MC from YouTube. Good night from the Netherlands. So they watch it at all different times, right, of course.
Where is the Netherlands? That's Dutch. Right?
Yes,
the Netherlands
that's in
is
Europe.
Dutch. Yeah, that's where the windmills are, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's always interrupting.
It's in season, honestly. I like that.
I got to be in season with you. Good night from the Netherlands. God bless you both. You are such a blessing to me. And Paul from YouTube also says, watching from Bangalore, India.
Isn't that a blessing?
And then Jason from YouTube also says, I'm watching from Nigeria.
Praise
so people
God.
From all over the world, including this one, Motormart from YouTube says, you have taught me to stretch myself in life, Jesse, and I am now bold to do it. Just know you are a blessing to me in Zimbabwe, and I love you so much because of your teachings.
Praise God. Thank you for saying such a wonderful thing.
And then Georgette from YouTube says, praise the Lord. Merry Christmas, Pastor Jesse, Sister Kathy. I love listening to all the chats and messages. Praise report. I gave God a job, and to my surprise, I'm ending the year debt-free.
Hallelujah.
And that's what she says, hallelujah. My love and prayers are with you. Both. Keep teaching and preaching the word of God daily with no limitations. And that's wonderful.
That
I could even say in season
works.
And out of season.
I told you it works.
It does. It
what
does.
What else? You got some more?
Yes. Another one named Joe says, I enjoyed this teaching and a powerful reminder to never put limits on God or my potential in life. I love the interactions between Brother Jesse and Pastor Kathy. So real and authentic and funny. I'm in great expectation for God's very best for me and my family.
Now, you see how he addressed us? He said, Brother Jesse and Pastor Kathy. The other lady said, Pastor Jesse and Sister Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when it really, the second guy's right. I am Brother Jesse and you, Pastor Kathy.
Well, we're all family, brother and sister.
We are family. Yeah. All right, they got some more?
Yeah, I have two more. More than that. I have four more.
Amen.
You want me to read them
all?
Okay, Sandy, we will love it when y'all write in.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
We can't read them all, but we grab a little sampling. This is from Sandy from YouTube, also says, my daughter is leading people to Jesus. 22 Amen. Were saved last week.
Praise God.
I came to salvation seeing Jesse in Las Vegas 20 years ago.
My Lord, Viva Las Vegas.
And this other one says, Syria, I think her name is Syria. You two are beautiful people. Thank you for your sharing and being such an inspiration.
You said beautiful?
People, yeah.
Well, sometimes people are wrong.
I think you're looking at your little spirit right there.
That's my belly now.
Well, I didn't want to hit the microphone.
It's getting higher.
Is it higher?
that's what you say.
You're full.
Yeah.
You got the fullness going.
I got the fullness of God.
I didn't finish reading the testimony. I did. This is for Cesara, the second one. You two are beautiful people. Thank you for your sharing and being such an inspiration for us.
I think you're appreciate a beautiful person.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was instant
you're a beautiful
season.
Person.
I just had to say it. Go ahead.
We appreciate you also loving the Christmas vibes. Ooh, we got all the Christmas decorations going on.
There you go
on.
With them vibes.
There you go with them serious vibes. That's that movie.
Yeah, that movie.
Negative vibes.
Yeah, Hogan. No.
Hogan. No.
No, not Hogan. Oh, it's with Clint Eastwood. And
it's a war movie.
Yeah, it's a war
movie. Old one from the 70s, yeah. Huh? Or earlier.
Probably 70s, I think, yeah.
We love old movies. Anyway, Keith from YouTube says, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, we needed to upgrade our PA equipment for our ministry and believed God that we would get a top model of what the company made, and we didn't doubt. God provided what we believed for.
Hallelujah.
Love that. They gave God a job.
Yeah, I mean, that's the theme for 2024. We're about ready to go into a new theme. And let me tell you, I really believe these themes are visions.
Yes.
Of what you can do. Now, you don't have to give us a theme every year, but he has given me themes.
Yeah.
And I deal with that theme all year long on different ways of preaching the gospel. And when you understand that, it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So that's what I mean to be instant in season.
You're going to tell us the year theme for 2025?
Yeah, 2025.
Why don't you do it?
Well, no, 2025.
Why not?
Because it ain't 2025.
Well, it won't be long.
I want him to squeeze every
be watching
ounce
for it.
Of
it's
juice
in our...
out of 2024.
2024, that's
Is
right.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Give God a job.
We'll be watching for it, though, and it's in our magazine on the cover of the magazine of January.
The new magazine is coming out.
It should
out
be
with.
Coming to your house pretty soon.
And on January the 5th, I want to say that. I want to announce that. January the 5th, 2025. I will be at Covenant Church here in our home church, and I will set that theme in order. I hope you can come.
Yes.
And be a part of it. It's just such a blessing.
Yeah, we want you to be here in the building, if at all possible. If not, please watch online. It'll be live broadcast on all our platforms.
Amen.
It'll be a major blessing.
I always tell people to go to church, and people think I say that because I'm a preacher. No, no. Let me tell you why I say that. Because Jesus said, forsake not the assembling of yourself. But what is so wonderful, you see, when you're in church physically, that's the corporate anointing, everybody. The corporate anointing is far stronger than the singular anointing. Mm. See what I'm saying? But when you get together, you may not realize it, but you're pulling faith for that person. They're pulling faith from you all over. And you're coming in one mind and one accord. And that's what I mean. I love that. Not so I can see your face and count you. No, it's so that corporate anointing will flow on you, around you, and in you. And when you walk out, you're stronger than you've ever been.
So true.
Because you have so many other people's anointings. It's corporate, see? Yeah. Corporations can do a lot more than singular
people. I like
people.
That. You know, just thinking about how when Jesus instructed the disciples to go to the upper room, now there were 120 people that had gathered there. He could have poured out his spirit on them individually wherever they were
right.
in their homes.
Right.
They didn't have live stream like we have it today.
No, uh-uh.
But the Holy Spirit was live. He could have gone
Amen.
Individually, but he wanted them to gather together. And that was a powerful explosion of fire from heaven that came and rested on each one of them, and they began to proclaim. So they were all propelled to a higher place because they were obeying God. And what does the word say? Forsake not the assembling of yourselves
so
together.
Powerful.
He says, the manner of some is, especially he's talking about as the day of his return gets closer
and
closer.
And the corporate anointing, Kathy, is very loud because the people outside heard what was going on.
They did.
Because I'm going to tell you, there's power. Well, the Bible says, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything, it's an amazing thing. That's why I tell people to go to church, and it's such a blessing of the
Lord.
Yeah,
and you know, it can't just be about you all the time, basically.
No.
You come to church to serve because God wants us to be a help to other
Amen.
People. I don't come to just be a spectator, no matter if whether I'm preaching or not. I want to participate.
Amen.
Because when we all participate with what the Holy Spirit is doing, we all move to that higher place.
That's what it's all
about.
I've
got one more testimony.
Yes, go ahead.
Kim from YouTube says, always a timely message. And I believe today's is a timely as
Amen.
Well. God's word is never late. Thank you for being God's mouthpiece. Love you from Freeport, Florida. You know, Jesse, I was just thinking about there are many people that'll be gathered with family and friends, and it's on their heart to say something. You don't have to be in struggle with that.
That's right.
Just trust the Holy Spirit to give you exactly what needs to be said to that person, in that whether they feel like it or not, whether they want to receive it or not. Maybe your life, the way you're living, the love that you share, the way you, your kindness may flow through you. Whatever it is, God will use you as an instrument of His love this holiday season
and
to touch your family, to touch maybe some loved ones, maybe someone at the stores that you go to. You can share the love of Jesus in a way that blesses them. You know, don't be like some of those people that carry around these silly tracts that tell people about Jesus, and that after the close of the meal, they put the tract down but leave them no tip. That's the coldest, hardest thing. Because it's an insincere thing. If you truly care about the people that are serving you, you want to give and bless them back. So trust God to bring that to you so that you can be a blessing.
I want to thank all of you for watching today. And we want to say again, Merry Christmas to everyone that is watching. And today is a day that I think you should give the Lord a gift. I said it earlier in this boardroom chat. I do. I felt it so strong. If you'd like to do that to this ministry, just go to jdm.org. And you can hit a donate button and give if you want to. You don't want to, you don't have to. If you want to, you can. You can use PayPal or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to JDM app, and it's free app. And you can give that way, select the giving you want. Or you can mail in your donation. It is a season of giving.
Yes.
But to me, and I'm going to close with this statement.
Okay.
To me, every day is a season of giving. Because giving brings a smile on people. And I'm going to give you a statement God gave me many, many years ago. No one has ever been reduced to poverty by giving. Think about that for a minute.
Amen.
Till next week, Jesse and Kathy saying, Merry Christmas. See you soon.
Bye-bye.